This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Woo! Oh, I like this. What is this?
Zac Brown Band, Settle Me Down.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
People ever wonder... People sometimes wonder, like, who controls the music on the show. Yep.
Yeah.
Some you, some me. Some, you know, sometimes we just let the computer take over. I mean, you know, that's now that you've got an Apple phone, that's what you can do, right? The computer
right.
can just take over and AI it. So
exactly.
All right, 437-1620. Pretty big news yesterday in legal news. A federal judge, Robert Hinkle, has decided, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Hinkle, has decided that the 2023 Florida law that bans... puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgender treatments of minors is that's the law said you couldn't. Okay. And there were some regulations for adults as well, some things that made it a little bit more difficult for them as well. And he says these laws are not allowed. He struck them down. This law is not allowed. It struck it down because it represents animus towards transgender people. Says that the 101-page ruling, I didn't read it all. Probably won't, but some of the excerpts I thought were fairly telling on this. Transgender opponents, this is from the opinion, transgender opponents are, of course, free to hold their beliefs, but they are not free to discriminate against transgender individuals just for being transgender. In time, discrimination against transgender individuals will diminish, just as racism and misogyny have diminished. To paraphrase a civil rights advocate from an earlier time, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. So, believing that children should not be undergoing life-altering surgical procedures in order to change their biological gender to align it with their conceptual gender is, in his mind, just as biased and bigoted as racism and misogyny. And eventually, with his crystal ball, the future will vindicate him and tell people like me that we're backwards bigots and transphobes or whatever. He goes on, he says... Perhaps all this talk about, and you know, for folks who haven't listened to this show long enough, I do want to give some context. I think it's got to be incredibly difficult to feel like you're at odds with your body. I can't even begin to imagine how distressing it must be to wake up every morning and look in the mirror and see something that you don't believe is true about yourself. Now, whether that's just something that people suffer, whether that gender dysphoria, whether it's something that we have encouraged and cultivated by propagating the idea of this being the kind of thing that people struggle with and then reinforced it with making things like pronouns or the way you attire yourself to be matters of personal preference rather than matters of biological fact. I mean, there's a long conversation about this, but just, you know, for the teenager who's already going through all the crap that teenagers go through, to feel like they're trapped in the wrong gendered body, I mean, that's got to be a horrible thing, right? And if you're a parent and you have compassion for your kids, it's very difficult to look at them suffering in this way and try to tell them, well, no, but you are a boy, right? I mean, so the conversation is complicated, okay? I think I have myself been uncomfortable with some of the stridency of the opponents of generally transgenderism, transgender surgeries, bathrooms and pronouns, and particularly when it comes to minors. you know, using phrases that Judge Hinkle writes about in his opinion, because I'll quote from him again. Perhaps all this talk about castration and mutilation is just political hyperbole, but it casts at least some doubt on the assertion that these decision makers' motivation was sound regulation of medical care in the best interests of transgender patients rather than outright disapproval of transgender identity. Any suggestion that animus of this kind did not motivate at least some legislators blinks reality. And I'll tell you, when, you know, I get why the people who talk about it that way do, because as a factual matter, that can be accurate. But I also agree that that's extraordinarily harsh to talk about it that way. And I think what they would say, to call it castration or mutilation or amputation or, you know, various things that get said. But I would say also, the thing itself is harsh. The thing itself is really problematic. I mean, what's being done to children and to adults, whether, you know, they are able to give consent and make these kind of choices or not. I mean, it is a very, very harsh and disturbing thing to think about. It's, as you know, some news agencies have regulations that require you to talk about it as being gender-affirming care, when I think that's an incredibly biased description. But it's also biased to just talk about it as being these other things. So it is complicated, okay? The question is, do you think that the legislature in Florida or the governor are interested in protecting children against the misguided desires of their parents based on a unjustified, currently vogue medical procedure that's very lucrative and expensive, by the way, that their parents believe in? Or are they really interfering with parental rights? Again, good questions. Complicated questions. He goes on to write, some transgender opponents invoke religion to support their position, just as some once invoked religion to support their racism or misogyny. He says, transgender opponents are, of course, free to hold their beliefs, but they are not free to discriminate against transgender individuals just for being transgender. Through their elected representative... I think it sounds like he's being an activist, but I see he's responding to what he thinks of as invasive parental rights, denying medical professionalism, denying activism by the state of Florida. So I don't think this is going to be solved by Judge Hinkle. I think this is going to be solved by higher courts and perhaps ultimately by the Supreme Court, because we have such a difference of opinion among the states about what is appropriate in terms of allowing or disallowing transgender therapies, treatments, or if you prefer to think of it, body violation or body distortion, depending on which side of the spectrum you come from, whether that's going to be something that we allow for children or that's something that we allow for adults and under what circumstances for adults. My general view is that those kinds of things shouldn't be done to children. When you're 18, I don't particularly like it much, but I think you're an adult. And there's a lot of things people do to their bodies that I don't think make much sense or don't like, but you know, we do make that distinction between being a minor and being an adult. 8:16 on News Radio Pensacola, we've got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, now enrolling 4 and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. Register now, enrollpca.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. No accidents to let you know about all throughout News Radio, but seeing some major slowdowns, I-10 right between Davis Highway and Highway 29 westbound. You're seeing some major delays there, and it's actually traffic is stopping, so just be careful of that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
It's kind of funny. People may not know that you have for a long time worked on Cat Country.
Right, and I was just
and
about
so
to say
you,
Cat Country.
I could tell because nobody ever says in all throughout news radio, and I'm like, oh, it's because he would say all throughout Cat Country, which is a perfect expression. No, I kind of like it, though. I kind of like the way it sounds. All right, all throughout news radio. I like it. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide if it's time yet or where to go and, you know, what are the prices involved and what are your options, is go to Frontier. They got all kinds of cars available. You can look at all different cars on the lot. You can test drive a bunch of them, you know, 300 at any given time. Good quality used vehicles that are 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. You know, we wound up buying there because they had a car that nobody else had that we couldn't test drive because nobody had one. And it was such a good price, a smoking deal on the price. And, you know, we've been happy ever since. And, you know, the problem for them, for us, is that, you know, we're the kind of people that buy a car and hold it for 15 years. So, but their goal is repeat customers, like in the sense of they want to treat you so well that you don't hate the car buying experience. Like I know a lot of people do, myself included, but they want you to never buy a car from anybody else. And I'm just telling you, I can't imagine buying a car from anybody else. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core 4 includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nerds!
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, speaking of legal news, I mentioned to you, we're just talking about the court, well, one judge striking down the 2023 minor transgender ban in Florida. There's been another. This somehow managed to slip under the radar a little bit, but I thought this was a very fascinating story. There's been another law that has been struck down in Florida that this is very interesting. SB 254, I know you don't know what that is. Oh, sorry, that's the transgender one. There's a different one that's been struck down. It's the law that required, it's SB 774, it's the law that required all of your elected leaders to do the more invasive Form 6 instead of the Form 1 for their financial disclosures. Remember, we had, Councilman Torgerson resigned from the Gulf Breeze over not wanting to file that. Right. I think the number was 150 legislators have resigned from boards and councils and commissions around the state. Not commissions, because I think they already had to file it. I could be wrong about that. I forget who it extended to. State already had to. Like, your senators and your representatives already had to file this. But this extended it to, like, you know, mayors and city council folks. And so that has been struck down. Judge Melissa Damien, Southern District of Florida, ruled on Monday that SB 774 violates the First Amendment rights of candidates and local officials by compelling content-based speech that they disclose all of their financial elements under the, again, the more invasive or involved Form 6 instead of the Form 1. So she says that the Form 1, a less intrusive method, is available and has not been shown to be ineffective or inadequate. The state has not demonstrated a relationship between the interest of protecting against the abuse of public trust and SB 774's fulsome financial disclosure requirements and history. does not support or justify the need for requiring municipal elected officials and candidates to comply with Form 6. So the state's going to appeal just like they're going to appeal the other one, I would think. But I thought that was interesting because all of these people basically quit over not having to, you know, comply with this much more invasive financial disclosure. And, of course, if this gets struck down and held that it's not constitutional, then, you know, it's not like those people are going to get their jobs back. But just a kind of an interesting development along the way. 824 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Federal authorities have arrested 8 immigrants with suspected ties to ISIS. NBC News says 8 men from Tajikistan were arrested over the weekend in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. The men were known by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. Were arrested by ICE agents after crossing the southern border. Hamas has now responded to a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal in Gaza. The group submitting a response yesterday, reportedly asking for some reassurances about ending the war with Israel. And, Andrew, thousands of people are going to be heading to Tennessee this weekend. In Bedford County, they're having the RC Cola Moon Pie Festival. And it's happening in the tiny village of Bellbuckle. They say they're going to have parades, clog performances, live music, and the crowning of the Moon Pie Queen, which sounds pretty amazing. Now, they also say the event culminates with the sharing of the world's largest moon pie, which confused me because I thought the world's largest moon pie was in Mobile for the moon pie drop thing. So I looked it up, and apparently there's about 197 places across the South that say they have the world's largest moon pie.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Your devotion to the background on this story is really laudable.
Well, thank you. You know, I pride myself on my accuracy, when it comes to moon pies.
The diligence of your research knows no bounds.
Yeah. Wow.
I will say this. The one thing that's thrown me off about this story, though, is a moon pie is a sweet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And unless your taste buds are broken, you don't balance a sweet with a sweet. You don't drink cola like RC with a sweet. You drink coffee or milk or something. But so I'm confused about the pairing. As a former restaurateur, I wouldn't recommend the pairing, but I'll allow it.
People want the sugar high.
Yeah. I think the sugar is just a
I don't understand people who drink soda with sweets. It baffles me, but okay. David, thank you so much for the update. John Pickens got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Seeing all good in the in news radio now.
Yeah.
Golly, I'm going to do it.
I've only called you Jimmy one time. Now you said Cat Country one time. So
all right.
we're running even right now.
I-10 eastbound right at the Pine Forest exit. You're going to see some major delays. Also getting onto I-10 right there also is some major delays in the Pine Forest area. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. What was I going to tell you about? Oh, yeah, if you have pest problems, you got mosquitoes, you got ants, fire ants, you know, roaches, termites, I don't know, snakes, the random alligator. I don't know. I don't know what you got, okay, but NSEC, probably not so much the alligators, but they will take care of you, okay? They will protect you from the fire ants. They've got a one-a-year treatment. It takes one treatment, and it bonds with the soil, and it protects you against fire ants for a whole year. Right now, that's $25 off a new fire ant contract. Mosquitoes, they can figure out the particular kind of mosquito and target them and the places that they're created. $50 off a new annual pest control contract. There are some exclusions, so be sure to read the contract. But look, they can take care of you for all of these things instead of you out there chasing the mound around with your powder, you know. And then they're up again, you know, as you do with the ants. Free estimates, of course, and you get more details or sign up for a totally free estimate at NSEC, ENSEC.net. One of the kind of big stories of the day has been this push by the Biden administration to give away more money or to help people in all kinds of ways ahead of the election. It's normal, but, you know, you raise the question. So one of those things that came out yesterday, it's not a giveaway of money, but it's sort of in that vicinity, is requiring that credit rating agencies don't consider medical debt, that medical debt would be excluded from credit reporting. And when you first hear that, at least when I first heard it, my thought was, great, durr. You know, just because somebody catches a very expensive disease to treat and they suddenly rack up $200,000 or $300,000, if you're lucky, in medical bills, why should that be used to prevent them from getting credit, right? Which is kind of what that could turn into. And then I thought about it just a little bit more. And follow me on my thinking. Does having that kind of debt, regardless of where it came from, make you a better or worse credit risk? Well, I don't know the answer. I'm guessing the answer is you're probably a worse credit risk. In which case, even though you would say it's not their fault, if it changes your ability to repay a loan or to take credit and handle it effectively, then it's relevant information for a credit issuing source when they look at your credit score. And so keeping them from knowing that about you and your circumstances is a way of biasing the field of play, manipulating the market away from what people want to know so they know whether to loan you money or not. And so I don't know if there's a correlation, but I have to figure since the credit reporting agencies report that information, there probably is. And so that's what I would want to know. If I were, you know, let's say House Oversight wanted to know whether Biden's exceeded his authority or not, I'd want to know, is there a good justification for reporting that kind of information, even though it's not fair maybe to the people that they become perhaps a worse credit risk? The real question in terms of providing the service of credit analysis for a credit provider is, are they a worse credit risk or not? And I don't know the answer to that, but that's what I'd want to know before I just say, yeah, that is a good thing to protect people. 829 on News Radio Pensacola. What else do we have going on? I still think it's fascinating, this story about the Southern Baptist Conference disaffiliating with a church that has previously had a senior pastor that was a female. Doesn't now, but they advocate for it. They don't agree with the idea that women should not be in leadership over men or have authority over men or be the covering for men, depending on who you hang out with. They use these different terms. I think it's fascinating that, again, within the conservative Christian world, this is, it's not controversial, but it's very common to hold the belief that women shouldn't be in particularly senior pastoral leadership. I mean, certainly what the Catholics believe. The only real conservative group in, Christian organizations or denominations would be like the Pentecostals. They're the only ones that really have, pastoral gender equality, if you want to call it that. But of course, this is all about how you read the Bible. And if you take it seriously, there's passages that make you question to what degree women should be in authority over men. That's just controversial.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. Multiple illegal immigrants with alleged ties to ISIS arrested across three U.S. cities.
A federal source familiar with this case tells Fox News that eight nationals of Tajikistan with suspected ties to ISIS were all arrested by ICE and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force in recent days in New York, Philly, and right here in Los Angeles.
Fox's Bill Malugin. President Biden due to attend the Group of Seven meeting this week in Italy with new sanctions on tap aimed at Russia as it continues its war with Ukraine.
These actions will follow through on several of the commitments that G7 leaders have made to date. The actions will target the entities and networks that are helping Russia procure what it needs for its war.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby in the latest reading on inflation showing consumer prices eased in May. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 77 degrees already this morning. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola today. Police say a teen girl that went missing in Pensacola last Thursday has now been safely found. Her biological mother has been arrested on charges of interference with child custody. 16-year-old Abigail Velez went missing last week. She'd been last seen at the Baptist Hospital. Again, she was safely located this week. Police say her biological mother, 41-year-old Crystal Hornsby, had assisted Velez as she traveled from Pensacola to St. Petersburg. Hornsby is now being held in the Pinellas County Jail. The couple involved in Sunday evening's tragic murder-suicide in Santa Rosa County has been identified as Michael and Katie Delmar. The sheriff's office held a news conference yesterday. Sheriff Bob Johnson said Michael shot and killed Katie, then shot himself. Two kids were also hurt and taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Johnson says those kids are now safe and with family members. Incidents like this, he says, affect everybody.
So obviously, the family's destroyed. But it takes a toll on everybody, the neighbors. It takes a toll on my officers who have to respond out and see the horrific things that they have to witness when it comes to domestic violence.
And Johnson says that deputies had responded to that family home twice before for domestic issues, but they were considered verbal reports and no arrests were made at the time. Johnson does say the sheriff's office has help available for anybody struggling to get out of a situation involving domestic violence, and all you have to do is called.
Everybody was.
And Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says a national search will be conducted for a new city administrator. This coming after Kareth Fidler announced his resignation Monday night during an agenda conference.
Those are his details to share, and
whatever he's comfortable with sharing. But I'm very appreciative for everything that Kareth has done here. You know, having a steady hand that has been in the previous administration and this administration, I'll always be grateful for.
Fidler cited family reasons for leaving the job. His last day will be July 5th when former city administrator Keith Wilkins retired. In 2021, Fidler was promoted to the job by then-mayor Grover Robinson. The wife of Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins is now running for a seat on the Santa Rosa School Board. Maria Calkins has filed as a candidate for the District 2 seat, challenging Democrat incumbent Elizabeth Huey. Calkins currently chairs the Santa Rosa chapter of Moms for Liberty, a group that's been very active in challenging books they believe are inappropriate for school-age kids. Well, in the aftermath of those shark attacks in Walton County last week, a group of medical professionals are now being celebrated. According to WKRG, several nurses and doctors, Ryan Forbes and Muhammad Ali, were at the beach on vacation when that attack involving the two teenage girls happened.
All of a sudden, we heard people yelling and people running out of the water. As I'm getting my kids on the beach, I saw the blood in the water. Stop the bleeding, and we need to get her off this beach as soon as possible.
Forbes works at Orange Beach Family Medicine. He says the group immediately sprung into action, tied tourniquets on the girl's leg and hand, and applied pressure to the wounds. He said they might as well have worked together for years, and it was amazing. It is 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Everything's looking good right now in News Radio Land. I don't know how you want to say that. Anyway, I-10, I-110, all flowing very smoothly. No backups to let you know about. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Just a 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Keeping the weather nice and calm for our Friday with just a 30% chance of some pop-up showers and a high near 92 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and it's a warm day here in News Radio Land today. 78 right now in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 76 also in Milton. Your next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. Your money now this morning. Our markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow is up 307 points at 39.54.88. S&P up 46.48 at 54.21.80. The NASDAQ up just under 200 points, up 195 at 17,538.54. 10-year bond rate down slightly today at 4.28%. Gold price is up $27 at $23.53.60. Silver price is up 94 cents this morning at $30.17. And Bitcoin up over 2,000. Right now it's at $69,375.20. The World Bank says the impressive U.S. economy is powering the rest of the world now, upgrading its outlook for the global economy. Its latest outlook estimates a 2.6 global economy expansion. That's up from 2.4% that had been predicted for the year. The White House proposing regulations to stop medical debt from showing up on credit reports. Vice President Kamala Harris announced a proposition that would remove $49 billion in medical debt from over 15 million credit reports yesterday. And Chiquita being found liable for 8 killings by a right-wing paramilitary group that the company reportedly helped to finance in Colombia. The New York Times reports a Florida jury ordered the banana company to pay nearly $40 million to 16 family members of farmers and others who were killed. It is 8:37. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I am probably going to get some pushback for doing this topic, but I do not care. I think this is going to be fun, and I think you're going to like it, and I think some people are going to be angry at me for doing it, but well, so be it. Last week, we did a topic, and my question was, how do you light a match? Remember, we talked about how you light a match, and we talked about, you know, striking down, striking up, striking across, wood, paper, all that kind of stuff. And toward the end, we got to joking around about, I asked, I don't remember, I guess Jimmy thought I was crazy, if you ever flicked a match at your friends, like across the matchbook and shot it at like a missile attack, okay, mm-hmm. with a lighted match. And there are two kinds of people that reacted to that. One kind is, you know, they were horrified by it, snowflakes. And the other kind who were like, of course. So that led to a whole other conversation. And that leads to my question for the day. The follow-up, which is, what's the dangerous, dumb thing you did as a kid? What's the dangerous, dumb, improvised, fun thing that you did as a kid? I know this is probably a little more likely to be boys answering this question, but if you're a girl and you got the question, I'll take it too. Because when I think back to my childhood, I wouldn't put myself a 10 on the danger scale. Mm-hmm. I would actually put myself fairly low on the danger scale, like probably a 3 or a 4 compared to a lot of people. But I want to hear your story. 4-3-7-16-20. What did you do? What was your dumb, fun, dangerous thing that you did as a kid? And if this is maybe you listen to the show and also your parents listen to the show and you're mm-hmm. of age, maybe this is the first time they hear about something, that's totally fine. 4-3-7-16-20-4-3. I'm not endorsing kind of and. But that's why I thought, you know, some parents are like, don't give my kids ideas. If I can give them ideas, they've already got them.
Yeah.
Your kids, some guy on the radio talking about how you can flick matches at people. What do you mean? No, trust me, your kids already know that that's something that they can do. And, you know, I don't necessarily mean like, you know, we played with jarts. We all played with jarts. And look, here we are. Everything's fine. But that's the question is, what was your dangerous thing? It might have involved fireworks. Might not have. It might have involved a whole bunch of things, BB guns. 4-3-7-16-20. John, do you have anything that comes to mind for you for your the dangerous, only, dumb fun as a kid?
You
and
know,
see, that's the Gen, like, X. We're here. We're fine.
Know.
We survived.
We
okay.
made it.
Yeah.
I don't like a 2 or a 3, but I like to take apart things.
Oh.
So I had a radio that was still plugged in. And I
oh.
took
okay,
apart.
So maybe not all the safety protocols were operating.
No. Your... Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
4-3-7-16-20, 4-3-7-16-20. I think I actually, you know, my dad used to, back in the 50s, they used to build model rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't just mean like when you go to the craft store, like you go to Hobby Lobby and you buy a model rocket and you buy a little C or a B or an A, you know, rocket engine, you put it in there, you got this electronics and it's all safe. They built rockets out of chemicals. And they built bunkers to protect them from the chemicals exploding, like, in the field across the street with the stuff they stole from the hardware store. Like, you know, like, they were blowing things up and putting things really high up in the air when he was a kid. So my dad's always been a little bit of a facilitator and enabler.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Believed in, you know, boyhood of that sort. You know, we did Estes model rockets, you know, the safer version. So I've done, you know, obviously some of that. That would be like level one. Like, that's the very low end of the scale. 437-1620. All right, here come the answers from all of you juvenile delinquents. Bottle rocket wars. Which, of course, you know, bottle rockets wars can either be, you know, the handheld, the hand thrown, or if you're, you know, really into improvised technology, you know, a nice 2-inch pipe with a hole drilled in the tip, you know, so that you can light it, drop it down, and then aim. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, do you have personal experience with that one? Because I've
seen
you
stuff
really,
online. Yes, yeah, you've definitely seen stuff
that
online.
That was really detailed.
Almost like you knew how to fabricate
it. I know.
Did you own a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook? It's possible. It's possible. Just, you know, don't report me to the,
okay.
I don't know, whoever you would. Roman candle fights. Okay, yeah, I see you. Dirt cloud fights. Oh, there you go. Throwing dirt clouds at each other. That's like, well, it's not
rocks. Oh, clumps of dirt?
Dirt's not, who gets hurt by dirt? You get a little dirt in the eye. No big deal. You know, wear a bandage. 4-3-7-16-20, jumping off the roof of a pool house into the pool.
Oh, feet
man.
First.
Yeah, feet first. Feet first.
First time.
Safety third. That's what we like to say. Safety third. Safety third, right? I feel like this is the beginning of a Jackass episode. 4-3-7-16-20, what's the dumb fun thing you did as a kid that was dangerous? Don't tell me if you still do it. I don't want to know. Let's see. I accidentally nailed a friend in the back of the head with a jart or a lawn dart. He was crying real bad and went home, but we were cool the next day.
Oh.
Nice. See? Live to tell the tale, luckily. I don't think you can even buy them anymore. I don't think they're... I think you'd have to find them at a, you know, some obscure yard sale where they didn't know what they had. Somebody else said lawn darts. Somebody else said BB gun wars, bottle rocket wars. You mean you shot BBs at other people?
I know.
Did you wear eye protection?
Did you wear gloves?
Yeah. No.
Hearing?
I mean, look, I do. I play airsoft. Don't you... Protect your eyes, protect your teeth, you know, protect your ears. But frankly, the modern airsoft gun is way more dangerous than the BB gun, even pumped 7 or 8 times that we played with as a kid. But that's barely John Candy break the skin stuff, folks. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still seeing some delays right now going in and out of Pace and in Pensacola, southbound, northbound, right there where all the construction is over the bridges. So watch your speed on that one. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, that shouldn't happen. The wall shouldn't talk back to you. If you've got pressure issues or heat issues or whatever, if it's plumbing, you know what plumbing is. 477-8782. Barbary Plumbing, it's flat rate, so they'll tell you what the price is by the job, not by the time it takes, which is nice because you can know in advance what the cost will be. Again, Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. Back to the text here, 437-1620 is a phone number for what was that dangerous, dumb fun you had as a kid? Another vote for lawn darts or jarts, absolutely. Somebody here says, we used a lighter to light hairspray to make shooting fire. Never did that in my whole entire life a lot. 4-3. Not a good idea, but, you know, it doesn't go. Oh, my God. I'm good friends with the fire chief, and Jenny Craner is just... She's dying right now. She can't believe I'm telling, you know. But the funny thing is, okay, I think if you caught in a moment of off-air honesty and you asked all of our firefighters, they'd be like, oh, don't teach them to do that. And I'd be like, did you do it as a kid? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. You know, no biggie.
Yeah? Okay, let's see. Shooting bottle rockets at each other. Creating tunnels in stacks of hay bales in barns. Oh, nice. Okay, so actually creating a maze or an underground fortress out of the hay bales. I like that. That's dangerous. Don't flick matches in the hay bale tunnel. I'm just saying that's probably a bad idea. Somebody says, my dad and her husband must be related. They're just boys of a certain age, okay? And they grew up in a time when that was fine. We played sniper with BB rifles in the woods near the home. Yeah, common, normal. I used to have, what is this? Pony cake in a tub with ice. Back in my Super Bill, my buddy and I would drive all over town with the tap water running between the two of us in the front seat. Oh, a pony keg! Not a pony cake. A pony keg in the tub, in the ice, in the back seat of the Volkswagen Super Beetle. Well, this is a whole other dimension. We drive all over town with the tap running between the two of us. That was before there was Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Modern Sensibilities. That one I'm not going to go ahead and endorse, but I will say that was not all that. I mean, people just, it was different. Just different.
Very.
The old classic game of Dodge Rock.
Dodge Rock?
that. You know that's 100% correct.
Right.
You know. Oh my God, Dodge Rock. That's killing me. I love it. And I'm working hard because I'm finding the sound clip. You know I gotta play the sound clip here, so here we go. This is the relevant one, right? If it'll open.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
If you can dodge a rock, you can dodge a ball. Dodgeball using golf balls. Okay, that's a little bit less horrifying, but still painful. Climbing water towers, lawn dart chicken. If you moved, you lost. If you got impaled, you won.
Oh.
Tied a toy wagon to the back of an electric scooter and flew down a hill. That didn't end well. Look, I mean, I broke my collarbone 4 times. My hand. It's weird. We have 3 boys, and we have a collective. Let me do the math. 38 plus 15 is 53 years of boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we haven't been to the ER. I don't think that's a win. I think we're doing something wrong. Like, it's normal for boys especially to jump off things and to fall down and to hurt themselves and to break bones. And, if your kids aren't at least jumping off of, the swings at a high, at a level you're not comfortable with, they're probably not doing boyhood right. Let's see. Lighting powdered magnesium on a manhole cover and watching it burn through. Okay, well, that's maybe, sure, fine. I'll take it. Older brother and I made homemade darts with matchsticks and needles to throw at each other. Of course, he got to throw first. Mom stopped after one got stuck in my forehead.
In your forehead?
You ever do this, not spit wads, but where you take a pin and you put a fold a piece of paper to make a wing and you put the little rubber eraser on top of that and you shoot that with a rubber band? A little homemade dart? No?
No, I was the good boy.
I'm the only one? Okay. Yeah, I was a good hit. Somebody here says, click clacks. Darn things hurt you when you lost the rhythm. That's true. Jumping bikes over makeshift ramps.
Oh yes.
If you're not breaking bikes and legs on badly mutilated plywood. I don't know how many times. Potato cannon. Nice. I like that. Oh, another potato gun. Same one. Slingshot wars back in the 60s. There was a time, riding in the back of the truck, and don't need to worry about parents finding out because they were driving. Nice. There was a time in history when they put pebble floors on playground and we threw handfuls of them at each other, and now they have mulch floors on play. You can't even throw that rubberized matting at somebody.
No.
That's no fun. Bottle rocket battles. Riding the bike down a hill with no hands. That can go bad. It can.
Yep.
Jumping off the roof with a towel thinking that you're going to float to the ground like a parachute. That does not work. But that's how you learn physics.
Exactly.
All right. I'll be done. My public safety people are losing their minds. But I guarantee you, okay, if like Eric Gilmore is listening from the county or Brad Baker's new county minister, but used to be director of public safety, or Tom Lloyd from Santa Rosa or the fire chiefs, or if they're listening, here's what with their mouth, what they're saying is, Andrew, stop talking. With their brain, they're like, we did all that.
We sure did.
We did all of that. Somebody says, catching rattlesnakes and scorpions. Somebody else says, and I was on the first name basis with our ER folks. the world is safer now because parents have different sensibilities. I'm not sure it's better. It's not better. It's safer is not better all the time. 8:51 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. 3 Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I mentioned this story earlier in the day, but to me it is such a great illustration of when people just can't help themselves but stumbling into the stupidity trap. It's not a dumb Florida man story. It's a dumb Florida school board story. Indian River County School Board members, where they have had, you know, books removed from libraries, as we all have. And, you know, it's just plain true that many of the books that were in libraries before were disgusting. Like, they were obscenity. They were adult content. They should not have been in libraries, okay? Then there's the books that kind of deal with controversial topics where you might care about what age a child encounters that at. Like, Entangle Makes Three is sort of the best example of this. It's a very innocuous-seeming book about two penguin dads raising a, you know, an egg, right? Okay, so it's about gay marriage, right? It's clearly about that, even though it's based on a sort of a true encounter at a zoo. And you can disagree about which of these books ought or ought not to be in school libraries, okay? You can have a lot of disagreement about that. This is way beyond that in a hilarious and atrocious way. A guy wrote a book, Alan Gratz, G-R-A-T-Z. The title of the book is Ban This Book, a novel. I had wanted to, our library doesn't even care. I went to look to see if I, because I wanted to check it out. It looked interesting. The premise of the book is a fourth grade girl who creates a secret banned books locker library. Like, she's lending out banned books out of her locker after her school board pulls a multitude of titles off the shelves, like the ones that are actually being pulled off the shelves in Indian River County and elsewhere. In response, Indian River County School Board voted to remove that book from the school library because apparently they don't get rebellion, political satire, commentary, or, you know, like Americanism. They said it teaches rebellion of school board authority. Good. Good. Listen, every kid needs to learn submission to authority. You know, it's the fifth commandment, honor your parents. Okay. It's an important concept to learn a submission to authority. It's also an important concept to learn to question authority. They're both important. Okay. And in America, we take that kind of seriously, right? Redress of grievances, freedom of speech. So this hurt their feelings so much, the fact that it might teach a child to question and to disobey school board authority. And apparently in the novel, I haven't read it, but apparently it actually turns out okay in the end, like, that's because, you know, she's violating the rules of the school or whatever. I don't know what the ending is, but here's what's also interesting. The board voted to remove it by a 3-2 vote based on the changing of a school board member, somebody who had just got appointed into the position. Board members Jacqueline Rosario and Jean Posca, who voted the majority, were backed by Moms for Liberty during their campaign. And the third yes came from Kevin McDonald, recently appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis. And, we were elected. I was appointed. This is quoting from McDonald. I was appointed, vote of one. We are here to represent the parents' decisions, and the school board is the final authority of our citizens. The title itself and the theme challenges our authority. History much, King George? And it even goes as far as to not only mention that books are deemed inappropriate by school boards, including ours. It not only mentions them, but it lists them. Yeah, okay. I mean, there's a book, there's a website out there, Booklooks, that does ratings of, and is actually run by Moms for Liberty, apparently affiliated with them. It gives it a 1 out of 5 for inappropriateness. Like, it barely qualifies. But no, we couldn't have them thinking they could, you know, challenge our authority or question motives or write fiction to persuade people about something being good or bad, which I think was a very American thing. So, Indian River School Board, not loving America an awful lot, in my opinion. 8:58, super late to traffic. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead, sir.
It's okay. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. That's a look at your traffic on the 5s. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and trying to decide you know, where that might be, what makes sense based on the market, interest rates, all of that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're just fantastic. She's been doing this, I think, for about 6 or 7 years now, not quite 8, I think, and sold 175 homes last year. It's pretty good. You know, for somebody who, you know, when Christina started in this, she had been doing news, right? And then she kind of started a family and, you know, she and her husband are fantastic. I've known them as long as we've lived here. And I think all of us who knew Christina thought, well, I mean, if anybody can be a good real estate agent, you, probably you, but you never know until you do it. A little bit better than just okay. Like I said, 175 homes last year. She is fantastic because attention to detail and follow through and doing all the things you're supposed to do that not everybody does. Just the little things, and that makes a big difference. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. I will say it this way. America was founded in rebellion. We are a rebellious nation. Rock and roll is rebellion. Fiction is rebellion. Science fiction is rebellion. I mean, the idea that a school, it's one thing to stifle or to, you know, to say that things shouldn't be public, shouldn't be available to kids because they're adult or because they're sexual. It's another thing entirely when you're taking a work of fiction that teaches people to be creatively rebellious and saying, we can't even have our kids learning that because it challenges our authority.
You're listening to...